today I'm going to be talking about William in reference to the Circle of Courage. William is a 15-year-old boy. He's been diagnosed with PDD-NOS. William is a very engaging and curious young man, and it has been a pleasure working with him. Within the Circle of Courage, I feel that William struggles to belong and constantly is seeking negative attention at school. William struggles in his ability to build relationships and make friends, because when William makes an attempt to initiate conversations and the other students do not respond in the way that he wants them to, or if they ignore him, he begins to ask inappropriate questions or repeated questions, which generally aggravate or annoy the other students. When William engages in these inappropriate behaviors, the students become extremely frustrated, and oftentimes they will pick on him. It is a frustrating situation to witness because relationships are extremely important to him. However, when he doesn't receive the answer he wants, he'll consistently seek out that negative attention because he views negative attention better than not receiving any attention. Within the Circle of Courage, I feel that independence and mastery are two areas that William also struggles with. William feels successful and competent when he is able to complete a task independently. However, sometimes when we give him that task, he will exhibit unsafe behavior. When he is given a task, he generally becomes very excited and will lose his sense of self-control, and in these excited moments becomes unintentionally aggressive. Because of his disorder, he also forgets what the task is if a teacher is not there giving him a prompt or instruction. So if he's out in the community and his task is to pick up a newspaper, he may stand on the corner for 25 minutes if he is not instructed to move by an adult. William is also developmentally lower than typical 15-year-olds and is quite aware of the difference between him and other typically developing teenagers, and this makes him extremely upset. Therefore, he's really become increasingly interested in being older and growing up and will ask questions about why he isn't able to ride the subway or go on dates or have friends over on the weekends, generally things that typically developing teenagers do. He's really yearning for more independence and feels competent when he is given that sense of responsibility, and he can be successful at it. However, there needs to be a lot of work. Within the Circle of Courage, I feel that William is successful in being generous. In school, William enjoys going to the younger classrooms, reading a book to the younger students, and kind of being that positive role model for the younger kids. When he sees a child upset, he will generally ask questions about why the student is upset. He'll even go over and give a pat on the back and be really nurturing and sympathetic. When a student is being disrespectful, he will tell the student they are not exhibiting proper behavior in the school. William also really likes to help out staff in the building, so he'll be very apt to run errands for the teachers or help out in other classrooms. And even though sometimes he may not show it, at the end of the day, he is extremely caring and empathetic towards the other students in the school as well as the staff. In order to build upon the other areas such as independence, mastery, and sense of belonging, I really believe that we need to create moments for William to be successful. I feel that we need to work on his gray area thinking so he can understand another person's perspective, how they feel when he's engaging in inappropriate behavior or asking inappropriate questions. I feel that we also need to give him skills and strategies on how to initiate appropriately with peers and make friends. I feel that by maybe giving him a list of topics that kids can use or example of social cues that he can practice with other peers would be extremely beneficial. He really enjoys helping out other people and being independent. Therefore, I feel that we need to give him opportunity to take on more responsibility, such as taking him out into the community to do certain tasks or giving him a school-wide job in order to boost that self-esteem. I feel that if we don't push him now, he may never grow and consistently be afraid of failing. However, in those moments that William is unsuccessful, I feel that by having him talk about it, about why things didn't go as well or what he can do differently next time to be more successful would be extremely beneficial. I think that planning it out and mapping out some sort of road to be successful would be helpful for him. I think also talking to his parents about their plan for William as far as his level of responsibility at home and their expectations for him would be helpful for the teachers at school. I think it's really important for him to have responsibility at home so that he feels competent and successful at home as well as in school. As far as him relating to other kids, I think maybe finding a boy his age in the other classrooms and possibly setting up some sort of lunch date or putting together a boys group so that he can interact with boys his own age that are developmentally higher would be helpful. I feel that if William is around boys that are more mature, it will bring out the best in him. And if a friendship happens to build upon those moments, I believe that his insecurity and impulsivity will decrease as a result. In order for William to achieve a balance in his life, I think that we need to build upon his confidence, and we can do that by providing him with the tools to assert positive behavior that will eventually build relationships in his life, and so he can feel competent and responsible as a young adult. Thank you.